Besser in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran's supreme leader rejected President Trump's calls for surrender in the face of more Israeli strikes and warned that any military involvement by the Americans would cause irreparable damage to them. President Trump says he's not worried about some MAGA backers complaining about the U.S. potentially striking Iran.
My supporters are more in love with me today, and I'm in love with them more than they were even at election time where we had a total landslide.
Trump says the bulk of his base still loves him, even as some are wary over the U.S. involvement in the Israel-Iran conflict.
I may have some people that are a little bit unhappy now, but I have some people that are very happy, and I have people outside of the base that can't believe that this is happening. They're so happy.
Today, Israel lifted some restrictions on daily life, suggesting that the missile threat from Iran was easing. Senate Republicans proposed deeper Medicaid cuts, including new work requirements for parents of teens, as a way to offset the costs of making President Trump's tax breaks more permanent.
The proposals from Republicans keep in place the current $10,000 deduction of state and local taxes, called SALT, drawing quick blowback from GOP lawmakers from New York and other high-tax states who fought for a $40,000 cap in a House-passed bill. Senators insisted negotiations continue. The Senate draft also enhances President Trump's proposed new tax break for seniors with a bigger $6,000 deduction for low to moderate income senior households earning no more than $75,000 a year for singles and $150,000 for couples. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 44 points, the Nasdaq rose 25, the S&P down 1, oil dropped a nickel to $74.79 a barrel. This is SRN News. More bad news from Nigeria.
Muslim extremists have massacred nearly 200 Christians in the rest of northern part of the country. It's just the latest outrage in a couple of decades of persecution brought by multiple Islamic extremist groups operating in Nigeria. The government has tried to bring the terrorists to heel, but many observers say it's been a half-hearted effort. Despite the large Christian population in Nigeria, most of its governing officials are Muslims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Centuries-old monasteries have been damaged by a series of earthquakes in a secluded monastic community in northern Greece. A magnitude 5.3 quake struck the Mount Athos Peninsula this month, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. The semi-autonomous monastic republic is one of the most important religious sites for Orthodox Christians. It's home to 20 monasteries and observes a number of ancient traditions. This is SRN News. An attorney who in years past worked for Mexican drug cartels has been elected to a judgeship in Mexico. And the BBC's Will Grant says that's creating some controversy.
Silvia Delgado was part of the defense team for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman when he was brought before a judge in Ciudad Juarez in 2017. Her critics say she represents everything that is wrong with voting for judges in Mexico. A leading human rights and transparency organization said she was one of several candidates with alleged links to organized crime on the ballot sheet and could be compromised as a judge. Speaking to the BBC ahead of the vote, she dismissed the idea that she should step down over her previous ties to a drug cartel.
Air India faces fresh turbulence following last week's fatal crash as additional safety inspections on its Dreamliner fleet led to flight delays. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.